All right, well, good morning, Fork Union Baptist Church. Sorry we're running a little bit late this morning, but that's just kind of how we roll sometimes. But I hope everybody's doing okay today, and I'm so thankful for another beautiful snow day. I'm so thankful that we have the capabilities to have our podcast, and all the people that are behind the scenes are working on things like that, and the website, and sending out the emails, and just so many things that people do, that the children's message and on and on and on that people are doing behind the scenes, that even when we can't have church in person, we've got it. And we've got a way to communicate. We've got a way to preach God's word. We've got a way to encourage each other. But with that being said, I wanted to throw a little bit of a fit this morning because we couldn't have church. I was so as good as all this is, and as good as the technology is, and that we can Facebook Live, and we have a YouTube channel, if you don't know that, and we have, our website with the podcast that we can send out, all these different things that we have, it does not take the place, and it doesn't come close to in-person worship, in-person communication, handshakes, hugs, and just being around other believers, and worship together in corporate worship. Man, the worship band was so excited for our worship set that we had today, and I was looking forward to it. So we were planning it last week, and we didn't get to do it last week. We're planning it this week, so we're looking forward to next week, Lord willing. We're going to be talking about that. Lord willing, next week, hopefully we can gather in person. So what y'all probably didn't know is we had two special guests that was going to speak today at Fork Union Baptist Church. And that was part of my wanting to throw a fit because I was really excited to have them and look forward to Joel and Rachel Shelley, who are full-time missionaries. They have devoted their life. They've moved away from their homeland, and they live in the Philippines, and they are with the ministry Word of Life. And they were coming today before they return back, and we're going to try to reschedule and get them back before they return to the Philippines. But we were excited to have them to come and share about their ministry, some of their testimony, how God has worked in their life, and what He's doing in the Philippines, and maybe ways that we can, as a church and individually, support them and help them. So we're going to reschedule that, so stay tuned for that, and I'm excited to have them back. So the message today was just something, again, this morning that just was kind of on my heart, and it's been on my heart this week because, as you're going to hear in just a few minutes, we've been doing this with the youth group over the last 2 weeks. But the sermon title for today, if you want to call it a sermon or the discussion or the devotion that we're going to talk about, is My Word for the Year. So My Word for the Year. So James chapter 4, if you want to find that. And I know, maybe 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half ago or something like that, we finished up our study of James. We preached through James. But I'm going to go at it from a little different angle today from James chapter 4. And share about my word for the year and what it is. So James chapter 4, if you want to go ahead and find that. So while you're finding that or whatever, I just want to explain to you, what is the word for the year? What am I talking about, and what is it? This is something that my wife Jenny has done for the last probably 5 or 6 years of her life and her walk with the Lord. And she had got it somewhere from a Bible study she was doing, or devotion in her personal time. And it's just something that she's always done, and I've never really taken a part of it. I supported it and thought it was a great idea, but I just never really felt led to do it, to take part in it. And what she does is prays about and thinks about, and her reading when she's reading the Bible. What is one word that God has laid on your heart, or that's been maybe heavy on your heart, or maybe God's been convicting you of something? One word that would remind you of that throughout the year, and that you would spend time focusing on what God has to say about that word to you. And so hopefully that makes some kind of sense, and we're going to try to make a little bit more sense out of it. So this is what we were doing with the youth group the last 2 weeks. Jenny encouraged the youth to do this here at Fork Union Baptist. We named the youth group the Narrow Gate Youth, and we've been meeting at Corbin and Lisa Flynn's house every Wednesday night, and we've had up to anywhere from 15 to 16 teenagers every night. So we're just so thankful the Lord has been growing our group and doing things even in the midst a pandemic and all the other junk we're dealing with in the world. So we're not worried about that. Nothing can stop the Church of Jesus Christ. Nothing can stop the Word. It is eternal. It is the living Word, and it will be here long after me and you are gone, and it'll stand forever. That's what God promises us. So anyways, we were talking to the youth group about their word for the year, and Jenny, you know, shared with them, and we've got a list, and we just kind of said, look, think about it for a week. Think about what your word is going to be. Pray about it. And they came back this past week, and it would just blow your mind. What you think teenagers aren't listening. You think teenagers are just wild and crazy, and or maybe they're defiant, and they're in those years of where they just don't want to hear anything, and they're maybe not in tune. But these teenagers never cease to amaze me, and I'm so proud of them. I love them so much because it's so rewarding to work with the youth because they're listening and they're paying attention. And when we spend the time just to focus on them and to teach them things from God's Word instead of what the world is teaching them and all that, it's amazing to see how they really are listening and they are paying attention. And so I know as a parent of teenagers, it challenges me to remember they're listening. So my word that I chose goes along with James chapter 4 for me anyways. That's kind of what came onto me was today. And that's the word that I chose. And it seemed kind of like, well, that's kind of strange. Why did you pick the word today? Well, I chose the word today because it's something a lot of times I'm worried about tomorrow, or I'm worried about next year, or I'm thinking about my retirement plans, or I'm thinking about, what's the next step for the church? And I'm always thinking ahead when sometimes God is just telling me, Anthony, just focus on today. In fact, Jesus told us that. He said, don't worry about tomorrow. Today's got enough troubles. You worry about today, and let me take care of tomorrow. Don't you worry about that. Just take it day by day. And so it just reminds me of the scripture where it says, I know the plans. God told Joshua, I know the plans I have for you. It's not to harm you. It's to prosper you and do good things. And so don't worry about our plans necessarily. Don't worry about it. Don't spend time really focusing on it that much. It's not that we can't have some kind of plan or be prepared, but don't let it consume me. This is my personal word is today. Live for today. And because I had to set up the podcast recording and this whole system here, I forgot. I've actually got my word for the year. We did it on little canvases for the ladies did little canvases with their word on it. And the guys in the youth group, including me, we did wood burning on a little piece of wood, and I just put today on it. And so this is something that we can keep and around our house, maybe in our bedroom, wherever, in our office at work, whatever. And you just have that word written down so it reminds you. And we encourage them to find scripture that goes along with that and write it at the bottom of it and focus on it, meditate on it, pray about it, and let God work in their life. So that's why I chose my word. And it goes even deeper than that. And we're going to read that when we read James chapter 4. So let's read that. And if you want to find James chapter 4, verse 13 through 17 is what I'm going to read this morning. And this scripture deals with so much, maybe even a deeper level than what we're going to go into today. But this is why I chose my word today, and it's what I want to share with you this morning. Verse 13, it says this, and my Bible over top of it, it has a title over top of this part of the passage, and it says, warning about self-confidence. This is what it says. Look here, who say, today or tomorrow, we are going to a certain town, and we'll stay there a year. We will do business there and make a profit. How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It is here a little while, and then it's gone. What you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or do that. Otherwise, you are boasting about your own plans, and all such boasting is evil. Remember, it is a sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. Before we go any further, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just love you. And we thank you for your word. And Lord, just like James tells us, when we read your word and when we really spend time listening and reading to your word and listening to your spirit, it's like we're looking into a mirror and we see the things that we need to clean up in our life, that you need to clean up. We need to allow you to clean up in our life. We see the things that you promise us. And Lord, when we don't become those doers of the word and when we don't really focus on the scriptures and focus on your will and your plan for our life. God, it's like we glance in the mirror and look away and we forget, God, how our flesh really does take over so often. And we just need to focus on you, focus on your will for our life. And so, God, as we just talk about this today and as we've already talked, Lord, I just pray your blessing upon this. And Lord, that I wouldn't, as I pastor a church and as I just lead this simple devotion today, that I wouldn't rely on my own self-confidence, God, that I would rely on you and it would be your words. And that somebody today that's listening, maybe that's listening to the podcast later, it's joining us online today, that it's not just me again, God, that you would speak to them. And maybe that we would find a word that wouldn't just be a random word, but it would be something that ties in with what you have us or would have us to do. Lord, we love you and we thank you for the technology that we can still join and stay safe and just encourage one another through the internet. It's so often used for evil, but Lord, we know that you can use it for good, and we just thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Before I started this live stream, I had to, I almost forgot to pray myself and just say, Lord, speak through me. And I'm running around setting up tripods and everything else and almost forgot the podcast recorder. I had to run down to church the last few minutes and grab that. And so that's just the way my brain works. And so I have to just focus on today because I can't even hardly get through that. So I want to just go through this real quick and look at what he says. James says, look here, who say today or tomorrow we're going to go to a certain town and we'll stay there a year, we'll do business there, and we'll make a profit. I do this so often. Think about in your own life how many times you say, well, tomorrow I'm going to go do this. Tomorrow I'll do that. Tomorrow I'll do that. Something about me, and I don't know if it's just being a man, it's something that all men deal with or everybody deals with, but if I have a certain project planned, it could be something as simple as hauling off some stuff to the landfill, okay? Or maybe tomorrow I'm going to go to Lowe's or I'm going to go to the hardware store and I'm going to get this and I'm going to fix, I'm going to put up a new mini blind in the house or whatever. If something interrupts that plan that I had, I get so down and so upset. Even on Sunday mornings, like this morning, I had it in my mind. We were going to sing those two songs and we were going to do a responsive reading that I had planned that God had laid on my heart. And I was looking so forward to having Joel and Rachel there. And it's like, oh man, those were my plans. And I wanted to get that done. That's what I wanted to do today. And it really throws me for a loop. And it really will take you. And Jenny can tell you, like half the day, she'll be like, get over it. You know, it's time to move on. And so often we make our own plans, and in the business world and our financial plans, whatever it could be, even as a pastor and my ministry plans, I can get caught up. We can get caught up in saying, man, I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to do that without going to God and going to his word, which we know God's word is his will. So if we go into his word, he's going to speak to us and he's going to tell us what his plan is. If we spend time praying, like we talked about last week, and we invest in that relationship with God, he's going to tell us what his plan is. He's going to make it obvious. And so many times we forget to do that, okay? So he goes on to say this in verse 14. We forget to include the Lord in the plans that we're making. He says, how do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. Some passages or some translations say your life is but a vapor. It's like a vapor. It's here a little while, and then it's gone. Just like the snow outside. It's here for a little while, and then it melts, and it's gone. And you didn't even know it was there. So he says, what you ought to say is that the Lord wants us to. Again, some translations say, if the Lord wills, we will go. So we should say, if the Lord willing, we should say that before any plans we make. Lord willing, I plan to go to the hardware store tomorrow. Lord willing, I plan to have a guest speaker and really the powerful worship setting tomorrow. We're going to worship at Fork Union Baptist. Whatever it is, we should say, Lord willing, we're going to do that. He says, what you ought to say is if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that. Man. How often, I wonder how many people who were going through life and had so many plans of stuff that they wanted to do, when they drew their last breath, when that car met them head on, when their heart stopped beating, maybe when they got that bad news from the doctor, or whatever it is, or maybe they lived a long and prosperous and fruitful life, and they live all the way to be over 100 years old, and they die surrounded by their family in the best scenario you can. I wonder how many people said, man, I had all these plans and that's not the way it was planned out in my mind. See, God knows and God wants it. Well, God wants us to look to Him and say, God, what is your will for my life? Because otherwise we may end up on our deathbed one day. We may end up towards the end of our life. Maybe when we realize, we look back and we say, man, I should have done more. Man, I remember God calling me to do this and I didn't do it. So my word for the day, for the year, is today. Because each day, I want to focus on God's will for my life. I'm going to fall short on it. I'm not going to say I'm going to do it every time. I'm going to fall short. But if I keep focusing on that word today, it's going to take me back to this passage. And it's going to remind me that in my personal life, I'm going to focus on today because I'm not guaranteed tomorrow. And if I'm going to say, God, maybe one day I'll commit my life to you. One day I'll walk away from that sin, but not yet. Lord, one day I'll accept your grace and your mercy, and I'll accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I'll quit living for the world. We don't know how long we're going to live, okay? We don't know what day our vapor, our fog is going to be gone. We don't know when the snow is going to melt of our life. So we have to be, we should be looking at every day as, today is my last day. What if today was my last day? How would I treat my neighbor? If today was my last day with my family, what would I say to them? How would I treat them? How would I serve my family as a father, as a mother, as a sister, a brother, or parent, or child? How would I treat my family members if I knew this was my coworkers, on and on and on. How would I witness to people if I knew that I only had 3 days left to tell people of the good news of Jesus Christ? My word for the day, or for the year, I keep saying for today because it's today. My word for the year is today, because I hope and I strive to live each day as, just like the scripture tells us, as it's like my life is like the morning fog. It's here for a little while and it's gone. What am I going to do with the time I've been given? James goes on to say this: otherwise, you are boasting about your own plans, and all such boasting is evil. It's evil. So every time we make a plan, every time that we ignore God's will for our life, every time that we say, yeah, I know God wants me to do that, but I'm not ready to do that yet because I've got my own plans. It's evil. It's evil. That's what the word is telling you today. And so that's what God is telling you today. It's what He's telling me today. I remember vividly in my commitment to the Lord, I knew God was calling me to preach. I knew God was calling me to be a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I knew one day, somewhere down the deep bottom of my soul and in my heart, that God was calling me to be a pastor. And I made this deal with Him. I said, God, if you'll just let me retire from my job so I can get my security and retire, then I'll pastor a church maybe one day. We find ourselves making these little deals with God's plan for our life. Well, God, let me just go. I'm going to go hang out and do this a little bit longer. I'm going to hang with this crowd a little bit longer. I'm going to just enjoy this sin for a little bit longer. One day I'll start treating my neighbor better. I'll start loving people and start, you know, maybe quit thinking so much about myself and start thinking about other people. Whatever it is, on and on. One day I'll serve the church. One day I'll actually walk forward and I'll say, look, I'm going to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life, and I want to be baptized, and I want to show the world. On and on and on. One day I'll go on a missions trip. God's telling you to do it today. God's telling me, do it today. Do it today, Anthony. Today is the day of salvation, says the Lord. Today is the day that He wants us to go. So what I want to do before we... And he closes with this before I forget. He says, remember, it is a sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. So we are actively sinning when we know God has called us to do something and we don't do it. All right. So this is what I wanted to share with you and encourage you with as we wrap it up about our youth group and about the Narrow Gate youth and the teenagers that are in our church, or that we are blessed to have at our church, and the families that bring them there. Some of the words that our youth group chose, that our teenagers chose, are these. And I want you to listen to this. We didn't prompt them. We didn't tell them what words to choose. They came, they had a week to pray about it and think about it. And these are just a few. Now, I'm going to forget a few, so don't hold that against me, Narrow Gate Youth, all right? I'm just going off the top of my head. Number one was lead. One of the teenagers said, I want to be a better leader for God. I want to be able to step up and just be a natural leader. If God has given me that gift, I want to kind of I want to focus on being a better leader, not a follower, but a leader. This is a teenager. Another one says this. He says, I want to be bold. I want my word to be bold because I have so many opportunities to lead, not only in just worldly ways at his school and whatever. He wanted to be bold for Christ and just be bold and just say no. Take a stand for something and say, I want to be bold in this. Then we had another teenager that had the word forgive. I want to be better at forgiving others. Many of us adults need to focus on that word. I need to focus. And here's a teenager saying, I need to focus on being forgiving. One of the teenagers said he wanted to focus, his word that the Lord laid on his heart was to go, to actually be a disciple and to go out and to spread the gospel. I mean, think about that. Love. One of the girls had the scripture love, and we even found the passage where Paul tells the church in Corinth to do everything you do, do it in love. And that was her word for the year. So every time she looks at everything in her life, no matter what it is, she goes back to that word love. How can she go wrong? Time, maybe to spend time with God. That was another one of theirs. Or maybe to focus and be good stewards of their time, what they're doing. Faith and faithfulness, being faithful to God and focusing on their faith. And then another teenager had the word focus. I want to focus more and not be so scatterbrained. That might be a good one for me. But this is our teenagers. This is the next generation of believers that God is building up for his church and for his gospel message. So it seems like the world's falling apart. And it seems like there's no hope for the world. There's hope. There's hope in this next generation. We just got to do our part. I've got to do my part today to raise them up, to continue to think and to be awesome teenagers and young people and soon to be young adults that are going to be the next generation that are going to serve in the church and serve in the community and do all those things. And so I just figured this might encourage us as Fork Union Baptist Church that what God is doing through our children's ministry and through the youth group. I mean, on Wednesday nights, we have, not only do we have the youth group, but at the Woods house, we have the younger than youth, so like fifth grade and below are meeting at their house, and they've had even more kids than we've had at youth group. We've had a little competition going, and the Woods keep winning, so we need more teenagers. But praise God that what he's doing and what he's doing here at our church and growing our church. Even in the midst of inclement weather, even in the midst of a pandemic, God has been doing a wonderful thing. So I just want to encourage you today to live for today. And don't make your plans without saying, Lord willing, we'll go do that or we'll go do this. And so I want to encourage you, and we're going to have these at church, Lord willing, next Sunday. We're going to have a list, and Jenny's printed this off. And we're going to have just a kind of little more information about this. And so we want to ask you as the church, maybe you that's joining us online, I don't know if you can see that or not, but this is just a list of some of the words, okay, that this person who had this Bible study that Jenny gets it from, just to throw it out, just to get your mind thinking. And as a matter of fact, I got my word off of here today. I saw that and the Lord just put it right on my heart. It was between that and purpose. We're both on here. And I said, I don't know when I prayed about it for a week and today just kept coming back. And so we'll have these at church, Lord willing, next week. And we'll have those so you can look at it. So I encourage you. I hope that it made some sense and I hope that it encourages you today. And I hope you enjoy time with your family. And as always, if there's something you need during the snow or any other time whatsoever, if you know anybody that needs firewood to keep their house warm or anybody at all, please reach out to us and let us know. Reach out to one of the deacons, reach out to me, and let us know how we can serve you and how we can help you. And let's continue to check on each other. Don't assume that somebody else is checking on somebody that's on your heart. If God lays somebody on your heart, pray for them. But reach out to them and check on them. And let's encourage each other. And let's continue being the church instead of being at the church. All right? So let's close with a word of prayer. And I'll let you back to your day. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you again. And we praise you, Lord, that we do have another day. Another day to look around at your glorious splendor, your creation. Lord, another day to worship you, another day to preach your gospel, to preach your word, to encourage one another. Lord, we thank you for the technology again that we can still join online. And so, Lord, we just pray, I pray today that you would lay a word, maybe a word directly from the word, from their scripture, on each person's heart this year, that we would focus on what you would have us to hear, maybe what you would have us to walk away from, maybe what you would have us to draw closer to, whatever it is, or focus on, Lord, that we would find a word and that we would spend time meditating on that, and it would grow us closer to you and ultimately to be more like you. Lord, we love you and we praise you, we praise you, we praise you, and we just thank you. We thank you for the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross, that even while we were sinners, Christ died for us to forgive us and make a way for us to have eternal life with you. God, we could spend the rest of our life praising you just for that alone, and it would never be enough. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, thank you again. Thank you again. We miss you. Lord willing, we'll see you next week. God bless.